Saturday, I was getting some gear and this guy offered to pay. Who's the hunk? I think to myself. For so many years I've been left on the shelf. An old boiler. Then we went walking back down the high street and I felt really proud because he looked so neat. He was a real hard man, tough as they come. He said I was cool, but I still felt like an old boiler. He bid me come out. How could I say no? He said, meet me at 8, round at my place, you know, with my new gear on and a blow-dried hairdo. But in my mind I knew I was still an old boiler. Danced all night long to a nice steady beat, but my hair went to frizz in the terrible heat. My mascara ran and so did my tights, confirming in my sight I must be an old boiler. So we came out of this club, hot and sweaty, because we've been dancing all night. And he says to me, well, babe, what you doing then? Well, I think I might get a cab. I said casually, no, come back to my place. I only live just round the corner, you can go home in the morning, yeah? Well, I don't think so. I mean, I've only known you a day, it's a bit soon, isn't it? Give me a ring sometime, yeah? But then he starts to get mad. Listen here, girl. I bought that gear you got on. I paid you in here tonight. I bought you all them drinks and you want to go home, I should be leaving cocoa. And then he stormed off. Well, I felt a right mug. Well, you would, wouldn't you? So I ran after him, caught him up. There we are, walking down the street about 100 miles per hour, arm in arm. No talking, atmosphere you could have cut with a knife. There was no one about, nothing to take your mind off it, you know, no cars, not even the occasional stray animal. It was cold and winds whistling through the trees and blowing newspapers against my legs, so I tripped as I tried to keep up with him. All these little alleyways and railway bridges stink of piss. Then all of a sudden he grabbed hold of my arm and he starts to drag me up one of these alleyways and he starts to hit me really hard across the face, you know. He was hitting me and grabbing at me. It was awful because I was so big. Hitting me wasn't tearing at my clothes. There was nothing I could do, honest. I was helpless.